Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
We waited a whole week for this. Part two of this exclusive, never heard before story of Meatball Molly McCann told by the lady herself. Honoured to have her as part of the team. It's a second time on Ladies of Liverpool, but the story just keeps getting better. An honest conversation with Meatball continues, sponsored by the Orthodontist Practice on Rodney Street.
And I said to you, like, leading up that week before going in, like, I promise, under the biggest eyes, under the biggest spectacle, I'm not going to have a fight. I'm going to box your ears off. And I'm going to show people I can do it. Yes. And I did it. And I just felt myself. The last two rounds, I was like, I couldn't breathe. And Leanne, I was walking to the corner, spitting my gummy out, sat there like, you wear a groin guard to protect your ovaries and your bits if you're a boy. Like, Danny, pull this. So he's pulling it. And have you ever seen, they put like cold water on like lads' bits, like to kind of,
I've never seen that.
Corner, they'll pull your groin guards. And I used to go, what the fuck's that about? Where they put water down there? I was like, Danny, you're going to have to do it. But bear in mind, I've still got undershorts on. So like, no one can see me bit. But it lets you breathe and you can come back to life. And I was like,
like watering a plant, watering your garden.
Yeah, water my garden, Danny. I'm going to tell him Leanne said water the garden.
Water me flower.
Yeah. And I was just remember closing my eyes. I was putting my elbows on the ropes. He's going, get your fucking elbows down. You're not fucking tired. I was like, no, I'm going to win the fight, but I'm fucking tired. He's like, you're not. I'm like, no, I'm not. But I was like, copus mentis. I still responded. And then the best rounds I had were the last two. And I still looked to finish the fight. And I just remember being like, all of anyone who meant anything with me was with me in that.
Yeah.
And as like I'm doing the speech, I look to me right, Leanne, and I look at me nan, and it could make me cry again because my nan was there and she was so proud. She just burst into tears. Yeah. And my nan's only seen me fight three times. When I won the ABAs in boxing, when I won the world title at the Echo, and then that, and I said, you're not coming to any more, like, unless I'm fighting for a world title while she's still with us, which I hope I will be. But, like, I mean, if it's comfortable for her to make it to wherever it's going to be. But just to have that moment, Leanne, I was just like, to see, it was just...
Do you feel it, Molly? Do you know, like, as a performer, everything I do, like, front facing with people, it depends on the crowd. You can have a great night, you can host an arena, and if the audience are great, straight away, it doesn't feel like work. It's a breeze. You can feel it. Is it the same in fighting? The likes of that night, I'm not joking, you could have heard a pin drop at times.
Yeah.
No one was taking a sip of the drink. They were staring at you or the screens, willing you on. Can you actually feel that, or does something else take over?
That's like, when I used to fight for the fans, like, the way that I'm built, I'm not built to be a boxer. I'm short, I'm stocky. You look at like me and Nick Ball, we're like really small boxers. Like the best ones are normally really long and they've got nice long levers. And being the smaller fighter is always harder because you've got to get in. Mm-hmm. But you tend to be this like, your resilience, it won't be knocked. Like you're just going to keep going because you know that's how you have to win.
Yeah.
So I think like the likes, like me and him have kind of got that in us. But when you have that fighting style, fans love it. And then you, like, it gives you, like, a second wind.
Yeah.
But the wind doesn't last long. Let me tell, like, there's moments of the rounds where you hear it and I'm like, I'm going to give you something here.
Yeah.
Throw something, flash, bang, 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 bang. And then I'm like,
then nature takes over.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, come back to real life. Yeah. And then you're trying to not live for them. But that's, like, moments that can change the difference, the switch in what makes you win or what makes you lose sometimes. Yeah. And I've never really, even in the fights when I've lost, because they're always that close where they like slug, like we're going for it, there's still always, oh, but you can knock someone out in the last 10 seconds. Like you know you've got that, and yeah. people are like willing. But I think when you're an honest person who fights an honest way, when you want everyone to win, they kind of want you to win as yeah. well. Do you know what I mean?
Talk to me about Paddy. Because obviously your relationship's very mm-hmm. public. He's a best mate. Everybody yeah. loves seeing you both together. You're like the Ant and Dec, aren't you?
Yeah.
Of the fighting world. Yeah. We love it. We live for it. Is it as real as it looks? And talk to me about what he means to you and the times in your lives when you've really lent on each other.
Yeah. I think there's a few things I could say about Patrick, but I would always say like loyalty is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're in his fold, like that's it, like he'll ride or die for you. And me and him, we have this like energy where you'll know when you perform with someone or you've got a co-host, some like you're having a segue and they can create it for you and they know when to come in and you haven't got to speak to them and you just get it and you just know how to build the energy and then you know how to let it blow.
Like accepted all around the world. Paddy the Baddy, Meatball
yeah.
Molly.
Yeah.
Even the Americans who probably can't understand a word either of
them. No, but they just laugh and smile.
They love it. And it's almost cartoon like.
100%.
You both just know how to pull it together.
Yeah. And I don't know, when me and Paddy walked into the gym, I remember Paul saying like, what's going to make you different? Why should people watch you? Like, he wasn't saying this in a bad way. He's like, why are men going to watch a woman do MMA? Tell me.
Yeah.
Like, this was at the beginning before it was really about. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
In theatre, like, you've got to have a gimmick.
Yeah, so what's yours?
It's a song, so what's your gimmick? Yeah. What's your why?
Yeah. So he was like, use a mouthy, be the mouth. So he's like, if you're the heel, you're the heel. And I was just like, I don't want to be the heel, but I'll be mouthy, yeah. And Paddy, when you watch his beginning interview, he's like, Paddy, people call me the Baddy. And he wasn't the Baddy.
But I interviews with the Radio City Terror. Yeah. And I remember, like, my brother adored him. They're around the same age. My younger brother couldn't believe I was going to meet Paddy. Yeah. Paddy, I'd never heard of him because sports were just not my thing yeah. at all. And I remember him coming in and he was the most polite young man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where you just want to just scrunch someone. Just
come on, you're with us. Come
just
on,
like,
yeah.
Babe, are you, yeah. how are we getting home? Let me drop
yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to smother
because
him.
He still doesn't drive.
No, you never,
and he doesn't get a taxi.
But he just had yeah. that, and then you see him grow on TV, and he's coming up with the dry wit and the yeah. quickness, and he's on fire.
He's the fastest person I know. And do you know what's funny? Like, he gives everyone shit, but I always wonder why I didn't get it. Like, he's only like skipped me about football, about Everton.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that because I'm like, he must respect me, do you know what I mean? But it's as real as it gets. Like, no one's seen the changing rooms when we've lost together. Mm-hmm. No one's been in them baths and them saunas when we're cutting weight together. The drives to the... Like, all of it, me and him have done from the beginning up. And it's hard to... Do you know, when I was fighting, I was one of the boys and their partners... I loved them and they was always my best friends, but I was more closer to like the boys because I was with them more every day. And now since retiring, it's like I'll be with Laura Pimbley or Michaela who's with Ellis. Mm-hmm. And then they're like walking and go, oh, all right, like, are you coming with us now? Do you know what yeah, I mean? Because, yeah. but it's funny, but like I still go on
you
holiday.
You can walk both sides, yeah, can't you? But, yeah. And it's like you say about your mom and your yeah, missus. Yeah. And it's a big family, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And, I've missed his last two fights because, like, if I was, like, in a fight camp and fighting abroad, he wouldn't come if it was, like, closer than 6 weeks because you can't. It's yeah. You give a week away up to come and when you come back, it's too close. Mm. But I said that, like, even though I'm in camp, I'm definitely coming to this one because his last one he had, it killed me not being there. Killed me, so I was like, I'm not doing that again. So I'll be at his next one in July.
You're a home base, aren't you, Queen? And you're loyal and you love with all your heart. It's not like a half ass.
No,
it's all or nothing with you in every
yeah.
part of your life.
And I really am learning when to pull and when to go,
mm-hmm.
which I haven't really done before. But like I said to you, I gave up ale last year. I just thought, let me just give it up for a year. Till I want to, it's not working for me right now.
Yeah.
And ever since giving it up, it's like I'm actually able still to do more than probably what I would have been able to, because when I used to drink, I'd do, and I wouldn't say it was all the time and that, but like I say, when you're going to events and doing stuff and it's there, but then how you are so on the like back burner and you're like, you're on the back foot consistently trying to play catch up. As you get older, you can't do it. And I've just thought, I'm still walking into all these doors. I always have. It's not going to go anywhere.
But you've got this clarity now, haven't you?
Mm.
So you're making the most of every situation. You're pulling from things like a magician at the minute. Everything you seem to touch is turning to gold.
Well, I, someone said to me, how'd you find not drink? And I went, do you know, since I put the, like, I just went, this is my last one. I just feel like it's time. Mm. I've had two really big wins. Like, what else have I done? I've got on that soccer aid. We've got some really good sponsors come on board.
Yeah.
So, like, the rest of the year that's coming up personally for work-wise and, like, TV stuff, it's just, like, bang, bang, bang. And I'm like, if I was in them situations prior, I would have probably just been thinking, come on, all of us are here together. Let's just go to the pub. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'd like networked for the first time. I was like, oh, this is actually what you're doing.
Clarity. That's the word. It's clarity.
Yeah.
So the future for you then, what is left for you to, will you retire at some point? How's the business going?
Yeah. Having the three businesses with Joel is always, in January, I decided to take a step back in terms of, like, I can't be on the floor.
So what are the three businesses for everyone who doesn't know?
Paul Petter, Moll and Joel's Rolls, and the Macro Chef Meal Prep.
So all food.
All food.
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, I'm like active and I'm there, but, like, I just don't go to the shops every day because I'm just like, I need to put, like, I don't do the jogs on Moll. I do like a community run on a Sunday morning, 9 a.m, meet at Moll and Joel's Rolls.
I've seen that.
So I was just like, I just can't do all of them things. But when you own a business, you shouldn't, but I like to be, my name's on it.
Yeah.
Like, Moll and Joel's Rolls is a big pitch to me and Joel, and like, I'm like, there's my big fucking fig teeth. Like, if my face is there, I've got to be there, do you know what I mean?
But there's a fine line though, because at some point, once it's established and it's thriving, you do have to step back and give what it is that you need to give, but no more, no less.
And that's, well,
you're getting in the way otherwise.
There's it, that's it. And it's creating, like, this year I tried to, me and Joel have give the managers more freedom. And then it's like, you give a manager a job that you can do, but it takes so much from your life. But then it's like the anxiety of giving them that responsibility, knowing they're learning, so they are going to get it wrong. And then how do you approach that situation in terms of, like, are you going to be horrible?
Yeah.
Are you going to be short? Are you going to give them enough positive feedback, but with enough, like, not again.
Like a boxing trainer,
It's proper.
How do I not kill the confidence?
Yeah.
Empower them, but also teach them.
Yeah, it's a bit of that.
So you've been offered, though, opportunities to leave this city many times. We were talking earlier before the pod about, you know, she could go and train in LA, in Boston, or, you know, the opportunities are all there and people would snatch you up. You'd have this whole other life. Why Liverpool? Why still stay in Liverpool, in your own words?
When you come in by, when I drive and fly anywhere and then I come back to the Rocky, right? And once I come under that flyway and I'm going past, like, Alderhay and, like, I'm on my way home, just that, I'm like, the feeling my body gets of, like, oh. And that just comes from the people that are here, the love that is here, and, like, the willingness for us all to win together. And there's a lot of divvies in this city, and there's a lot of people who do things for the wrong reasons, and there's a lot of people who do wrong things for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Your little Robin Hoods who were probably going out grafting the Tesco but to make sure everyone's got food in the fridge, like, I can get on board with that, all that stuff.
Yeah,
and I love it. And when I do go around the world and I see how different I am to everyone else, it's like, but I am the way I am because we are the way that we are. And I'm really proud and happy for that. And if you can feel content and happy that you live in a place that provides, you can be anything you want here. All you've got to do is try. But I mean, really try. Yeah. And we will back it if you're honest with it. But people, if you're not, you're going to get ripped to shreds. Like, really, I am propping on the TikTok and the Insta hype at the minute, where you've got, like, these just lads who are going around taking, like, the absolute piss out of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't remember this lad's name, but he's like, I play paddle and I wear aloe. And, you know, like us, all the lads now, we finally got onto it.
Are these little Ugg boots that all the lads wear?
They want to jib. No, they need to jib at all, do you know what I mean? Because it's like you've gave Essex lot and the Londoners, like, you can't do that now, do you know what I mean? Don't do it to us.
It's the humour.
Yeah, but we skirt each other, and I'm here for it, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I don't think we're too proud. I think Scousers live and die for a lie sometimes. Like, you got to go with it, don't you? Like, positive ones.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not about bad ones.
No,
but like,
we all get where you're coming from. Live and die for the lie.
Live and die for the lie.
I'm getting that on a t-shirt. Yeah,
but the lie is, like, I'm the best boxer in the world. Okay. No, but I'm going to live and die for that line until it happens, do you know what I mean?
Which in other places is called manifestation.
There you go, yeah.
There you go.
In Scouse Grafton... For people who can't really read and spell,
it's live and die for the lie. So we're expecting a baby. We're expecting you to keep fighting.
I'd like a few.
Would you?
I want to be so annoying, right? I was like, I want a minibus full of different kids.
Oh.
And I was like, I want everyone to be unique. I was like, Fran, we're probably going to have like some little computer board.
And is Fran up for it?
Oh, she's just like, whatever, Molly.
She's so ready for the baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was saying to her the last 2 weeks, I was said, fuck, Fran. I said, if my eggs are coming out in like September and that, I was thinking, this is it. Like, we're not going to get lion. Like, I don't even do lions, but the thoughts of it being taken away. I'm like, and I went, what if we can't just go to bed? Or I'm like DJing loads at the minute in the house. So Fran will just come in. I'm just like on the decks. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this if the baby's, like,
get those little ear defenders, baby, little tiny ones.
I'm just like, shh, you like this one? Yeah. Hey, I'll be like that on the baby rocker, making sure it's got rhythm. Then
they will be the luckiest babies in the world. Imagine the love in that house is going to be off the scale. I can't wait to watch it, babe. I can't wait to watch the rest of your life unfold. Every time I sit with you, you shock me with your next move.
And on me, you never get me on my aim down days, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think I've only had a few podcasts where I've probably broke because I've an F rages or just come on that day. Yeah. Just I've been sparring and being punched. Yeah, but you get me on. I'm always just finished out the gym, aren't I? Yeah. But you catch me on a good day.
Yeah, I do. But I think you're just good to your bones. You're good and I love it. And I'm here for it. And I can't wait to watch you carry on. And blow the world up inside, outside.
What am I going to do next after boxing? I'm going to be
in
more
like a pop career or something. I can see you doing music.
No, I said to Fran, for every day of my life, from the moment I've woke up till the moment I go to sleep, I'm listening to music. I'm playing it.
Music.
But I said I would love to. Didn't I say 2 years ago on the radio?
Yeah.
But I'd want to do. Would you orchestrate the music that gets played?
No.
Or is that
No.
Oh, see, I don't
want to. No. So you need to do your own thing. Do you know what you need to do? And I'm predicting this for you. You need a recording studio.
Yeah.
You need to set up a label and you need to produce and promote the talent in the city.
Do you know what I'd call it? Right. Do you know what I'd call it? Meets and beats.
Oh, we're done. Meets we're and done. Beats. We're signing out.
From the USB. No, from the UFC to a USB. We're done.
Babe. And that's it. Arena tours. Number ones.
There you go.
Cheers,
babe. Auntie tried to spin the decks.
Can't wait, I'm in.
Yeah.
Love it. Meatball Molly.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Love you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Subscribe now via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Ladies of Liverpool, brought to you by the Orthodontic Practice on Rodney Street.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.